person would do it at a time, and the next person would try to outdo the next person?
I dare you to do this, I dare you to do that.
Okay, but...
Now, one year, at Peabody School, they used to have a Santa Claus every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A Maybe Old Shoe Company. Well, I was about 7 years old, and I got me a rock, and I left the snow, and snow made a snowball around that rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw it to Santa Claus and hit him upside the head, and down he went. See, and then he had more Santa Claus after that.
Where was this?
At Peabody School.
The Peabody School?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you do that?
I just impulsed. I was just a stone about that big, and I wasn't bigger in a minute, and I let it
inch and a half thick, huh?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder it hurt him. Did it break anything, or did he
do it? No, he just knocked him down.
And they never caught you?
No, I didn't catch me. I left that.
You threw it from afar, and you...
Oh, Bob did it. Back door.
Oh. Did you believe in Santa Claus at that time?
No.
And how old were you?
You know, about 7 years old. You know, they used to get my... When I play ball, they wouldn't let me play. I was so small. And I'd get the ball and run off with it.
Mm-hmm. That's familiar. Yeah, sure. Sure. Oh, you denied
it
until they let you play.
And then
you...
One to the other.
Uh-huh.
I'd go up to this guy and say, if you don't get me my hat, and he throws it, you're going to be sorry. But I didn't do it, so I just took my foot and right down his shin, you know. It took all the skin off his shin, and I cured him.
You were a tough little SOB, weren't you?
Well, I said, they called out a little. They thought they did a thing with me, see.
Well, getting back to this word game, you said, was it ever just a word game when you said, I dare you?
Yeah, I dare you to do this. You're chicken. If you can't do that, you don't know how to do it.
Okay, but it wasn't just a word game. It wasn't just one dare after another. You had to go out and do it to prove
it. Yeah,
I'd
do it. You'd walk a fence, a railing fence, you know, or swing higher.
Okay. Is there any term you would use for that?
They call it following the leader.
Following the leader? You wouldn't?
They'd jump a ditch or so wide for the water, or jump in water.
And I
used to go swimming the year round.
Mm-hmm.
And break the ice to go swimming.
Supposed to be very healthy.
The one of my life, to tell you the truth, because you couldn't get out of that thing. Sheer walls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pulled you out.
And then they might slip in.
Yes, I had negligence age, just in January. Mm-hmm. And you're sissy if you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd jump in, I wouldn't dive in, because I was afraid to dive, hit a rock.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. And that would be the end. Do you know the term ranking at all?
A what?
Ranking. It's a word game when you trade insults. Ranking?
No, they didn't have much of that.
Okay. When a new kid moved into the neighborhood, especially a younger one, did he or she ever have to go through a kind of initiation?
Sometimes they... Right off, and he come to school, they wouldn't bother him at home. They take his books and have to walk around the block with one shoe off or something, you know, something mild, join the thing. Everybody did nothing to hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Called initiating.
Mm-hmm.
In the neighborhood or school.
Did you ever have to ever take him out at night and make him do anything?
On Halloween, was. No, we never did that thing about night, because he couldn't get out.
Did you ever go snipe hunting?
Snipe hunting, no.
Do you know what snipe hunting is?
Cigarette butts.
Is it?
That's where you should snipe hunting. Or kids used to pick cigarettes out of the ditch and smoke them out of the curb.
No, that's not snipe hunting, no. I'll tell you what snipe hunting is in a minute. Okay, what different kind of high